Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, Eider, E-I-D-E-R. Her address is 2590 East 20th Street, Unit 3, Chico, California, 95928-9474. Phone is 509-212-3217. Date of birth is 6/5/1974. ID is XXX7833. Insurance is Aetna. Her pharmacy is CVS-Orland. It is addressed to NOU, and her last name is Her, H-E-R. PAC, Chico Medical Pediatrics and Express Care. Cohasset Road, Chico, California, 95926-2213, 530-342-4395, 530-740-5173, parenthesis fax, end parenthesis, the clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of lancinating and painful right thumb and thenar area, subparagraph, history of hyperextension injury, new paragraph, other comorbid problems, vacillating and migrating, lancinating pain in the extremities, principally the left knee and leg. Dear new her and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Denise Iden for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, Denise presents with a clinical history of having developed sustained pain in the about the right wrist following a hyperextension fall and strain injury to her hand in a, quote, sledding, unquote, accident. New paragraph. The pain has remained persistent for more than 3 months. Subparagraph, she describes pain radiating from the base of the thumb into the thenar area and anteriorly. New paragraph, her directed examination is negative for Tenell's and Phelan's maneuver, but is positive for extension of the thumb against pressure on the right, suggesting findings of de Quervain's tenosynovitis. New paragraph. Her neurological examination shows normal mental status and cranial nerve evaluation. Her motor examination demonstrates normal bulk, tone, and strength. Sensory examination is preserved to all modalities, proximally and distally. Special sensory testing with pin-sharp shows no focal areas of any significant hypesthesia. New paragraph, her deep tendon reflexes are preserved. Subparagraph, there are no pathological or primitive reflexes detected. New paragraph, ambulatory examination is fluid. New paragraph, she gave an additional history of isolated lancinating pain about the extremities, both proximally and distally in the upper and lower extremities that vacillates from time, and episodes of transient weakness in the left arm and hand when holding a coffee cup infrequently. New paragraph. She did not indicate a history of neck or back pain. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. A new paragraph. Her medical history indicates that she's been prescribed iron following previous laboratory testing. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Findings suggesting right decorapane's tenosynovitis. Subparagraph. History of hyperextension right thumb injury. New paragraph. History of vacillating, lancinating, isolated transient neuritis or neuralgia. New paragraph. Risk factors for nocturnal restlessness / restless leg syndrome. New paragraph. Recommendations. She has already been scheduled for nerve conduction studies at the right wrist, which I will let the orthopedic surgeons complete as scheduled. New paragraph. She has also been scheduled for MR imaging of the right wrist and hand, which should also be accomplished on the first. New paragraph. I am giving her a laboratory slip for a neurological sensory laboratory panel. New paragraph. We'll obtain a C-reactive protein as well, and nutritional vitamin assays, as well as iron studies and ferritin. New paragraph. I will see her back with the results of her testing with further recommendations. My signature.